there exists a subgroup, the nice guy. A dying breed of chivalrous, romantic, domesticated gentlemen whose qualities are desired by the opposite sex, allegedly. However, they are dismissed and confined in such concepts as the bestie, work husband, and the dreaded friend zone. Joe, Jason, and Manny are the last of the nice guys.
Everybody, welcome to our Texas edition, Dallas, Texas edition.
Of Dallas, Texas.
The last of the nice guys. I am your host, Joe, and with me is
Jason.
And it's been a while.
It has been a while
since I've actually been in any.
You have so much to explain.
Oh,
it's been. It has been hell. 20, 30, maybe 40 episodes since you've been on. I don't know. It's been a very very long time.
It's been like before we get to today,
what is today's topic first?
So today's topic is the definition of passport bros. And what exactly is the definition of passport bros?
Pretty much.
Why do they exist?
Yes.
What do they do?
Inspired by my sabbatical in Asia.
Why is Jason going?
Why is Jason a self-proclaimed passport bro?
No. Yeah.
This is inspired by my sabbatical in Asia, my 5.5 week trip. And we'll get to that. But first, explain to the people what happened.
So,
this is your podcast. You brought this to me. You're the host.
Yeah.
Or you were the host.
We're the host.
And then you disappeared for at least 30, 40 episodes.
Yeah. I had...
running with the law. Yes, we know that.
I had a lot of...
He was locked up. They wouldn't let him out. Locked up.
All right, continue. I'll wait.
Okay, that's not what happened. Akon.
You sure? You done with the...
Yes, I'm done.
Okay, all right. So...
Convict.
That is kind of cool. You went low with the convict. What happened was I had about a year or two off from these two gentlemen. That the other gentleman you're not seeing because he's obviously not
here.
In spirit.
Manny's here in spirit. Manny, of course, could not join us on this trip.
Spirit.
He's going through his transition.
Spirit.
He's blossoming. Like he's coming out of his own cocoon.
Yes.
Yes. We're actually in person. In a totally different
state. Yeah, he's going to watch it anyway, regardless.
He is.
Because he has no fucking choice. So anyway, the reason why I have been gone for about a year and a half, or it's 2 years, or however many episodes it's been, I have been trying to secure, and this is just a personal thing, because I don't know if this happens to anybody else, but I've read it does. I've been trying to secure a agency or department for law enforcement, and just that transition alone has made me very tired, very stressed. I've been traveling a lot, not as much as this man, but I have been going in different states, hence why we're here in Texas right now. But this trip in particular, since Wednesday, has been successful.
I saw that too. My heart skipped a beat. Sorry, guys. We're playing with a new setup. It's a MacBook. So we're recording from a MacBook and from a new webcam.
Your computer knows.
Yes, my computer knows. And so believe it or not, full disclosure, this is the second time recording this episode.
Yes, second time
recording this take. Actually, the fact we're discussing his absence, we didn't do last time. This actually makes it a little more fresh.
Right.
Which is good. You know, we're bringing that up. But just so you know, that's why you saw our face look like that. Those who are watching, of course, those who are listening, you don't give a shit.
You don't know.
Yeah, you don't give a shit. But just know, it's a new MacBook that I procured in the Philippines. Long story. It's a new webcam that I procured before the Philippines. Long story. And in the other episode, we had lapel mics. But they look good, but the computer couldn't handle all of it. That's why we lost the whole recording.
Right. So he allegedly got this MacBook from
So you were missing for how long?
Filipino young lady and three men.
It was two men.
Potentially.
So long story. If I have to do this, long story short, I had to meet a Filipino woman and it would turn out to be her two cousins in Mactan. Okay, and because I needed a MacBook, I needed to purchase a MacBook. I went on Facebook Marketplace. place to purchase them because I needed a MacBook for my class. So full disclosure, I went for a wedding in the Philippines, and I ended up staying for a month there, and then 10 days in Japan, right? Which is fine. But I was still working, and I was still in school. So the last third of my semester in the summer, I was doing it from the Philippines, and I needed a MacBook for a particular assignment. And I didn't have it because whatever, I only had a PC with me. So I went out and bought one. And that's what we're using now. So I'm trying to see how this best can work beyond this initial purchase.
So the first episode we did that abruptly got cut off by his MacBook that he stole or allegedly stole was a great episode. However, we had to save another one. The reason why the other computer is pissed, mm-hmm. because we're not using that computer. But we created a first episode and it actually was going really well until this fucking MacBook
shut down completely. Yeah.
I'm not blaming him. I kind of am, but I'm not. I'm not blaming the person.
This is a very political response. But in reality, all we wanted to know is hold yourself accountable for why you haven't been here for almost, you know, several episodes.
So I grew up as a middle class child. We are definitely gonna get
Kamala Harris, black child.
Answer the question, woman.
Oh my God, he's bringing politics into my boots on the ground vlog. I'll tell you about that, guys. He's bringing politics into this, like.
I've been very
white privileged,
very
indeed.
Very politically. I have no. I have to at times.
At times. Yeah, but let's wrap it up. Okay, so you priority shifted. I get it. You have priorities and things that are going on, and for whatever reason, you have no time to engage in your own podcast. Fine. We're going to be doing like 3 episodes here, right? This is part 1 of 3.
Allegedly.
Are you guest hosted? Are you coming back? Because the audience began with me and you.
Yes, it did.
Then we brought in Manny, and it was 3 of us, and now it's me and Manny. So are you coming back
for permanently?
Or some kind of, it doesn't have to be permanently, in any kind of consistent basis, because right now you're a guest star.
Well, after doing this here with this setup, it kind of is inspirational for me to get back. I like the idea of doing this with my buddy live. And even though we're not always live all the time.
Exactly.
I think I do want to come back and do as much as I can. Because you guys deserve it. And plus I suck as a host. So, you know. Look, admitting is the first step of you know.
Well, I mean, look, being self-aware and holding yourself accountable is respectful.
That's what we do as
men. That's what we do as
we hosts. Do that as
we,
men.
We do that as men.
Yeah. Not just as hosts, as men. Take notes. Oh, shit. Ladies, take notes. The word today.
Black job.
Is not only black jobs. It's accountability. Capital A.
Accountability.
Yeah.
So with that being said, now we have to hold ourselves accountable for what a passport bro is. So I'm going to ask you like I did before. I want to refresh references before. Now, from my understanding, there are 2 different definitions of what passport bro is.
Yeah.
When you reference passport bro, what definition are you referring to that you know of in a zeitgeist?
Tired of Western women.
Mm-hmm.
In general, that means the entirety of the United States, and also according to what Jason
says. Well, yeah, Western culture in
UK,
general, you know.
UK.
Well, I mean, it's not. What do we say Western? We mean the Western culture,
right?
And wherever it permeates, and usually it's Western Europe, all across the
ocean. Well, put it this way: if you put a woman that's from, let's just say, Thailand,
mm-hmm.
beautiful, she comes over to the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
she stays here for a month.
Where are you going with this?
Well, I was gonna say, like, once you take a feminine traditional woman out of her element and mm-hmm. put her in this country, like you mentioned yesterday, we talked about this mm-hmm. briefly. We can get to that.
That's not necessarily true. It depends on how much exposure. No. Well, that too. But it depends on how deeply entrenched their core values are, and how much the new surroundings can affect that. So, but we can get into that at the end of it. I just want to get your full definition before I talk about the other side of the coin of Password Bro.
Oh, well, I mean, my personal definition is a Password Bro is a guy who's been trying as much as he could to court women over here in this Western culture, and has exhausted all of his options, or tried to, and then he decides that, you know what, after seeing maybe a couple of vlogs, maybe some Reddit posts or something that inspired him that other guys were doing to go overseas to meet other women, it kind of gave him a curiosity, and then he ventures off to do that, and he sees how different women are in these cultures, in these countries, and he just decides, you know what, I like this. This is my thing. I love when women are like this. I love the way they treat me.
Okay, well, let's get a little deeper, let's get a little granular. By this, what are you referring to?
Traditional feminine. Feminine is a very big thing with me, because I really think that most Western.
Well, define feminine. What are some traits of the feminine woman that you're referring to?
Domesticated.
Okay.
Soft.
Yes.
Non-argumentative.
Okay.
You said this word before. I don't want to say submissive, but
right.
Submissive in the sense that they are
allows the man to take the lead.
Yes.
Okay.
Understanding.
Yes.
Listens. I'm gonna stop there in the list, but
right.
I personally, that's my own definition.
Right,
sure,
which is not a problem. Yeah,
other men find it to be the same way.
Okay,
but I strongly feel that these traits, and I'm not gonna say every woman that's not in the Western culture has these traits, but I'm more inclined to say that you will find these type of women more so outside of the U.S. than you will in the U.S. So
he's so adamant about it that he's doing this and shaking the whole freaking computer.
That's why you see
the whole thing is shaking, because he's like, okay,
yeah.
So
he's
so
tiring after a while.
Okay,
man.
So yeah. So basically, what you're saying is that's men that seek a traditional woman with traditional values, and so they're going off to the East and finding women,
yes.
If not marrying them, and going there. The flip side of that coin, from what I understood of Passport Bro, is that it's single men with no ties, hopping in some planes, going into the East, you know, whether it be, you know, the Asian countries, India, wherever, and just dropping loads, you know, dropping their seed everywhere, just sleeping with a bunch of women, and because there's studs out there, because
dropping low,
right? And so it's either, you know, promiscuous men who just are just going out there, or in the other case, it's men who have no game, or involuntary incels, or whatever you want to call it, and they are going off there, and because just by virtue of being a foreigner, they're getting it in, and it's building up their confidence. It's because, you know, they have that savior complex over there, and that's why, and they're taking advantage of women who are looking for more.
Yeah,
that's the other side of it. So why do we bring this up? Because this episode is inspired by my trip, and I said, yeah, I'm going to be a Passport Bro, but I was referring to just the idea of being unattached and traveling. That's what I meant by
it.
When I started saying the phrase, one of two things happened when I said the phrase. Either people said, oh, so you're going to go and find yourself a Filipino wife. I was like, no. And the other response was, oh, so you're going to go, you know, fuck around. And I was like, no.
Drop loads
out. I'm literally a bro. I'm taking my passport. I'm going to go and I'm going to go travel. That's what I thought it was.
Right.
I'm really innocent and naive, apparently. So that's the basic concept, the two sides of what the Passport Bro movement is. When it comes to the abandoning, because you guys know that I stopped dating about two years ago, just flat cold turkey. I said, I'm done dating.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like done dating Western women. I was just done dating. I was refocused on myself, and I, you know, whether it be physically, mentally, spiritually, all that other crap, I was all about personal growth, which has been an amazing experience, by the way, for me. And but then there are these men that have completely sworn off dating Western women. They're done with it. They're done with the rules. They're done with the, you know, the long list. You remember that long list of what they expect from men?
Yeah, and we put one out too.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And then we put a response. And of course,
yeah,
the ladies laughed at that. But we can't laugh at what you're expecting. They're done with the double standards. They're done with the lip. They're done with the you know, the lack of reciprocity. There's no reciprocity here, you know. So they're going off to these other countries and marrying women, and they're getting criticism for it.
Yeah, big time.
They're getting criticism for leaving and saying, okay, because you're not a real man. You can't handle a real woman. So you're going to go find you a submissive woman that won't talk back. You are a misogynistic. You are the problem.
How are we misogynistic when you don't want to confine to...
Because a real man wants a strong woman. A real man wants a partner in crime. A real man can handle a woman with brains and talent and has something to say. But they're looking at it as we're finding somebody timid who's going to say, oh, okay, yes, I'll wash your clothes. But that's not what it is, though. I mean, in my opinion.
But I want that, though. What? I want someone, I want a woman that comes and says, I'll wash your clothes. You came home from a 12-hour shift. Mm-hmm. In the profession I'm stepping in, which is as an example, as what he said, piggyback to say, that was so scary. So scary.
I don't know why he's doing this now. I didn't do this before.
I didn't do it before, but it's not shutting off. So.
It's not shutting off, so that's okay. We're good.
12-hour tour. I'm coming back from a 12-hour tour. I'm tired. I'm dealing with people that are rowdy, unruly, just people that are just fucking a-holes, right? And I'm out in the street doing what I gotta do. I want to envision myself coming home to a soft, responsive wife, responsive girlfriend, whatever status that you have as a partner. I can't come home from a job, a career, and then step into another career at home.
What you're looking for, what you're asking for is you want peace. You'd like peace.
And that's the reason why they get so pissed off and shun us for going away overseas.
What, just because I have a degree and because I have the thoughts of my own mind, I can't bring you peace?
And what did our Lord and Savior say? Kevin Samuels. Your degree doesn't matter.
Right. And it's funny because I have some close female friends. I have some close female friends, and they actually believe that making your own money and that being educated, well educated, are traits that we're looking for. And I would tell them, I'm not a nice guy per se, but I'm a good guy. But I'm not even a typical guy. And I'm telling them that no man really gives a shit about that.
No.
You know?
No, we don't.
Can your degree make a sandwich with her for us? You know what I'm saying? And it sounds bad, but this
is true.
We're simple. Let us do whatever they bring us peace. Occasionally, you know, pat us at the back, give us some acknowledgement, give us a little bit of reciprocation. But we don't need you to have multiple degrees. We don't need you even making comparable money to us. That's not the point,
right?
You know,
right?
You guys need that for security. Men don't need security from... Oh, okay. Typical men don't need security from women.
Right.
They don't.
Right.
So everything that you're all that you think that you're building up to be equal to us is to match our security, and it only means that now you're forcing us to have to go a higher level to still maintain that role.
Right.
And I don't want to say it's unfair, but I'm not a supporter of traditional gender roles necessarily, but I'm telling you, each sex has its own wants and needs, has its own desires.
Right.
Pretty much, you know. Give us a sandwich, give us peace, give us sex.
Well, now the traditional gender roles are kind of like...
Right, which is fine.
It's a little bit tough now, in a sense, to have... I mean, not the domestication and the softness and the feminism. I'm not talking about that. That's actually needed. Like,
right.
That's a need for us. But I'm talking about, like, if you're going to dive into... gender roles when it comes to like them having a career or whatever. And I would say, as opposed to like our grandparents back then, when they really didn't need two people working because it was just so easy and convenient to afford everything.
Because society broke us all down.
Completely. This virtual reality society.
Yeah, I think the feminist movement jacked you women up. You guys have no idea. You guys screwed yourselves.
Oh, God almighty.
You guys screwed yourselves.
Ever since that bitch that went like this in the photo. Ever since she did that.
It's funny because I was speaking to one of my female friends and we really broke down the first, second, third, and now it's the fourth wave of feminism. And I was just like, wow, you guys are kind of complaining about things that you brought upon yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And it's funny, you know? You really did. You guys kind of had a good run at it, you know?
Yeah.
And you fought for your rights for certain things, and now you're like, you know, now you can vote, fantastic. Now you can work, fantastic. But now you need to vote. Now you need to work, and now you're like, I want to be taken care of. No, what's your point?
Right.
One of the feminism,
right? Because, but you just bitched and complained
about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't need a man. I don't need a man, but you still need to do stuff. But then what's with the equality then? What was the whole point of that?
Right.
Kind of thing. Right. I need to make my own. I whatever. But you still need to take me out. But aren't you the boss, bitch? Don't you got your own money and your own swerve? Like, what's...
There are some women out there, videos that I've seen recently, actually. I meant to tell you this, that they've like, all different races have made videos and bluntly said,
right,
look, I'm not with that bullshit. I need a man. Like, I don't,
yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that.
I want a man to take care of me. I want a man to be my rock. Want a man to protect. They're not like these most women who are like, oh, I need a man. Fuck that.
But then on the flip side, the trad wife movement, I don't know if it's still happening, that was going on TikTok, where traditional wives are going on there and telling them what they were doing for their men, and like actually like home cooking meals
and whatever.
It's still happening. And then there's a pushback now of the trad wife movement, because I guess you could say the trad wife movement in a way enhanced or helped with the passport bro one, because you've seen trad, but trad wives, traditional wives here aren't the norm. They're not the norm. So guys have seen the trad wife and they're looking for it now elsewhere. So that they're gonna go find a traditional wife,
right,
because the trad wife will be saying, this is what I want. But to find this, that's like a you know, diamond in the rough. You're not gonna find it.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part.
Yeah.
But you got to that traditional value kind of stuff.
There's a woman on TikTok that my partner watches, and she makes everything. She makes a living out of this.
Okay.
Her husband works. I think her husband's like just a self-made millionaire, just well off.
Right.
Has you know, two kids. Her, and she makes all of her food from scratch, and she makes videos of it. So she's cooking like almost every night.
Right.
For her family, but she makes the food. I'm talking about from scratch.
Like scratch.
If she's making a wrap, she'll make the wrap itself from scratch.
Damn.
She'll make everything from scratch.
Wow.
And she's I have to get the name for you because it's actually very
okay.
Very nice to watch. But stuff like
it's
that.
A lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It's
but
of work.
How many times?
I don't need all that. I don't need all that.
You won't even see women do half of that.
Right.
So I mean, just the idea that there's women out there that do.
Well, I
would
say
that.
you don't see women doing half of that. You don't really see Western women wanting to do half of that.
Yeah.
Whether they can or can't.
Yeah.
So like I had mentioned, you know, before I completely stopped dating cold turkey, you know, the last few women that I dated, they either wouldn't cook or couldn't cook, didn't drive or wouldn't drive. And I'm just like, and one of the ones that I dated, she was so proud one day. She called me and said, oh my God, I'm so happy and proud. I don't, you know, because she was eating fast food. Like, what do you eat for dinner? Chipotle, whatever. Calls me up and is like, oh my God, I'm so proud. I found this mom and pop place and I spent like $30 and I got a nice salmon filet with a nice house salad. And I was like, hold on now. 30 what? For a salmon filet? Yeah, it was great. It was like home cooking.
But it's not.
I looked at her and said, you know what you could have done with that $35? Two, three meals of meat that you could have made
yeah.
and cooked for yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just for her. Not for me, for her.
Like, what is it? Pound of ground beef for less?
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
$5
right. And I was just like, that's not, I mean, congratulations, mm-hmm. but that's a waste of money. Why don't you know how to cook? Why aren't you cooking? Cooking, cleaning, washing, those are all just taking care of yourself, personal maintenance. Everybody should know how to do it.
Congratulations, you're an adult.
Everybody should know how to do it. Men, women should know how to do it. Divorced of traditional gender roles. Everybody should know how to do it. Whether you do it or do not is different, but to not be able to do it completely or refuse to learn, that's a thing now. Anyways, I'm telling you, I had met so many women that do not know how to cook. And I said, wow, your mother did you a disservice. You did you a disservice.
Right.
Right now, right. I know how to cook and do all that stuff. I know how to clean, whatever. I'm making sure that my sons can cook and clean. Not because I don't want you relying upon anybody.
Right.
Men, right. Women, nothing. I don't want you relying upon anybody. But it's also because that's just basic care for yourself.
Yeah, it's basic adulting.
It's basic adult care
that's
for yourself.
It. Really.
So it's not a matter of oh my God, you want me to cook because I'm a woman. No,
yeah.
You should be cooking because you're a human.
They get
you need
so
sustenance.
Proud that they're paying their own bills.
Correct.
You're adulting.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
so when you go back to the password bros, that's what exists. So when I'm talking about in the Philippines, I met several women. We hung out. We did things. And the level of appreciation that I felt, genuine appreciation that I felt from them over there, just for the little things, was overwhelming. I could see why it's intoxicating for these passport bros, whether they're going for sexual relations or for commitment relations. It is addicting to feel that level of appreciation. Oh, they only treat you like that because you did. I don't give a shit. It felt genuine, and they were timid, they were shy, and you know they weren't demanding. For example, you know the cliche here is when you ask, "Hey, babe," in the West, "Hey, babe, what do you want to do?" "Oh, anything you want." You have lists, and she's just like, "No, I don't want to do that." "Okay, then what do you want to do?" No, "You pick." "You pick." "No, I don't want to do that." The joke now is, hey babe, what do you want to do? And she's like, "Oh, I don't know, whatever you want to do." And then he says, "Guess." And then her first guess, he goes, "You're absolutely right.
You're absolutely right, yeah.
You're absolutely right." And that's where we're going.
"Wow, you know me so well, babe."
"Yeah,
that's
it. Oh, my God. That's it. That's the trick. That's the trick now." You know? Babe, what do you want to eat? "I don't know. Where do you want to go?" "Oh, guess."
"I'm thinking tacos." "Oh, there we go."
Yeah.
I was
thinking the same way. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But in what my time there, they were literally meant it. Whatever you want to do. You want to stay in, you stay in. You want to go out, you want to go out. You want to go hiking somewhere, you want to go hiking somewhere.
And they were happy about it.
Yes. Or at least they didn't complain, right? You know? I can't guarantee that everywhere I took them, because this is where I wanted to go, they were thrilled about it. But I didn't get a single complaint. You know? I didn't get a single pushback. And I made sure I wasn't dragging them anywhere. I made sure they were good. I made sure that they were comfortable. I did make sure. You know, that's just basic respect for a companion. But they complimented my trip. They didn't take away from my trip. They didn't stress me out on the trip. You know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, I can see it. It's intoxicating. Right. It really is. It really is intoxicating to have that kind of peace. Now, it was only a couple of days, you know, with each one or whatever it was. So for all you know, it's not like that. They're putting their best foot forward, but they did a damn good job. Yeah. And the culture there seems, or you know, like it. And so I could see why on the East that still has traditional values, still has women that don't have those high expectations, those high demands, you know. Right. They want you to take care of them, sure, but they don't have a long list of what that means.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They want, I don't know if they want to be taken out on dates. Dating really isn't a thing over there, but they want to be taken out on dates. But there is no, like, criteria. It's got to be this kind of a thing.
Yeah, they just enjoy.
Correct.
They're enjoying the time.
They enjoy the time that you give them, and they are appreciative. That is intoxicating.
Yeah.
For a passport bro. And I can see why.
It's intoxicating for a man in general to feel appreciated.
Yes. Genuinely appreciated, not half-hearted.
It's amazing. It's amazing how far. Another video I saw that tacks on to what we're talking about. She literally is this beautiful black girl. Mm-hmm. She's in the car. She makes a video and she's like, "I just realized something." So I had an epiphany. She was like, "I'm in my soft girl era." You know, they say this nowadays, soft girl era.
I don't know what that is. What's soft girl era?
They're all of a sudden the girls who I know it's.
Is this post hot girl summer or whatever?
It's like a
just before white girl dress.
They apparently they're reverting back to their original. I'm gonna make this sound like I'm a piece of shit for saying this.
Mansplaining.
Their original DNA type of atmosphere of them being soft and feminine.
Okay.
So
they're calling it the soft girl.
Yeah. Okay. So before them, before the soft girl era.
Okay.
It was them being aggressive and
boss bitch.
Yeah, like aggressive and trying to act like a man
and cursing left and right,
all this dumb shit that a man would do.
Right. The masculine.
So now
energy.
She's like
big dick energy.
Right. Yeah. Then you're having that as a woman.
Right.
So she goes back.
And you're having that as a woman.
She's talking about going back, being to her in her soft era, and she's saying, "I just realized that being as soft as I am and being my soft girl era from the time that I was," and then she like gave an example of how I was like this, and she goes talking soft and being feminine, she's like, "I can get whatever the fuck I want," and she's like, this is a literal video, she's like, "I'm literally just giving myself up and being soft and open, and he does and treats me so well."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you see testimonials like this from other women of different races, like I said, this doesn't just have to be black women. It could be any woman. And they're admitting and openly saying how this works. Don't you think you should stop fucking being...
Nope.
Or trying to be...
Because they have fought so hard to be this... To be this level, and that's gonna be a regression, and then being soft means that you're subservient. It means that you don't have control. It means that the man's gonna be on top.
Right.
That's the reason why it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen.
That they brainwash themselves with.
But I'm telling you, I absolutely agree. Because listen, these women that I met, they were soft, they were shy, they were timid, and I won't lie, I wanted to make sure they were comfortable. I wanted to make sure they were taken care of. I wanted to make sure that they were fed. I wanted to make sure that they had what they needed. You know, when we were hanging out, like I felt compelled.
Yeah.
In a way, you know, it wasn't like you get suckered. And now that I think about it, it's true. Because I'm sitting there and just like, are you hungry? You okay? You need anything?
Right.
What about what's going on? You're traveling back. So you need something for traveling back. You need what? I wanted to. I felt compelled.
Right.
To be that man, to them. Because
it's almost like if you're just a silent protector, but you're like,
correct,
not even silent, correct. you're naturally doing it.
But then when you get that whole you know BDE, I'm like, all right, you can do all bad by yourself, cool,
right?
Good to see you.
Like, I don't need
take care.
Because it just doesn't, you know? It doesn't do anything for us. It does nothing for us.
Yeah.
You acting with all this energy that a normal guy would have because it's just in us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need that. We don't want that big dick energy. We want you to have your soft girl era, like the girl that I just mentioned as an example said, and you will get everything you need and want.
Right.
Because you're basking in your own femininity. That's correct. What you correct. Are naturally
nothing,
supposed to be.
There's nothing wrong with that. The thing
course,
is, though,
of course we're going to have backlash with this.
Oh, we always get backlash. This is last of nice comments. This is last of nice guys. Yeah. But I'm
going to be friend Amber.
You just called her the fuck out. God damn.
Love you, Amber. I'm sorry.
God damn.
Sorry.
That's the friend I kept referencing.
I know.
She's
cool. We love Amber. We love Amber. She's cool.
Well, I mean, whatever. She's all right. She's all right. You know. But there's nothing wrong with being soft. Just because you're being soft doesn't mean that you have to be disrespected. We're not saying take abuse. We're not saying be disrespected. We're not saying don't stand up for yourself. We're not saying don't have your own power. It's just don't be, you know, put your chest away. What did the late great Kevin Samuels say? Put your dick away. Put your dick away.
Whatever you used to do. It's kind of flat boots a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
flat bush.
Okay, all right.
So final thoughts on the passport bro movement, the passport bros in general. Anything you wanna what about me and my journey that I'm... Because I am going to be a passport bro, but I'm going to be the third version where I'm literally just a... I guess I'm just a traveler, but I like the term passport bro, so...
I like that traveler. It comes off like you're in an RPG game.
Right. Well,
Okay,
then I'm at level 5. But no, I'm a traveler, but I am meeting people, specifically women, to engage in my traveling with, because this is my thought process. If I'm gonna go somewhere and I'm gonna find a companion to hang out with me and do something, it might as well be a woman. Especially if I'm gonna pay for it, it might as well be a woman.
Yeah.
Plus, I enjoy the companionship of women more than I do random guys. Unless it's this guy, unless it's Manny, you know, unless it's my sons, you know, maybe one or two other male friends I can think of off the top of my head.
Right.
But the things that I want to do aren't like hiking with rocks and sticks. It's like I want to go check out this place that has a bunch of like candlelights.
Right.
I'm not gonna take my homeboy.
Yeah.
We were just in Dallas walking by this place. We both agreed this was a nice spot.
Phenomenal.
But we looked at the mood and said there's
no way two dudes can sit here,
two platonic monogamous friends, heterosexual, can sit here and not be like, this is super romantic.
Yeah.
But so that's what you have female companions, whether we are, you know, I mean companion as in friend, it could be somebody you're hooking up with, it could be whatever, but I just call it companion. It's over across the board to go there with. So I went to a place called Route 501. It's a speakeasy, very dim lit. There is no way I could have brought anybody there but a girl. And a friend popped up out of nowhere and was like, hey, how are you? You know, we should meet up. I said, absolutely. And I used that excuse to go to room 501. We hung out, but I went there and I used my time with this female companion to experience something. You know, typically that I would have experienced if I was going out on dates, but I'm not doing that anymore.
Right.
Did I pay? Absolutely. But that's because I wanted to go.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That was his choice.
It was because I wanted to go. Yeah. Because it brought somebody along with me.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's a means to an end. Meeting the women, and I treat them just fine. It's a means to an end. It's a means to be able to experience something with somebody and have a good companionship.
Well, don't forget the also obvious reasons that you're going to another country that is completely 180, 360, as what we are now.
Right.
And just the idea of seeing everything in that country alone.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not at the point now where I feel fulfilled traveling alone.
Right.
You know, I want to experience things with someone, with people.
Right.
And, you know, if I can't have my boy here with me, if I can't have my sons there with me, right, then I'm going to meet, you know, local. And,
yeah.
And it's safer to meet local women, in my opinion, to be the companion, to give you that time and the interest. And then they're going to have a good time too,
right,
hopefully. You would hope, by virtue of what's going on. And you have that experience, and that's what it is. And so that's where I am now. So that's my version of the passport bro, the third version, my personal version. I don't subscribe to either of the two definitions. They don't apply to me per se. That's my version of passport bro.
Right.
So I mean, what do you think about what the zeitgeist is right now?
No, I definitely
which is leaning more towards guys just going out, going to different countries and banging a bunch of girls. That's what they're focused on, really. When in reality, there's very few guys probably are doing that. It really is just the guys looking for real
what companionship. You're doing.
No. Real, you know, looking for real companionship, real connection for marriage and stuff, to find a long-term relationship. I believe the majority of the passport bros really are looking for love.
Yeah.
Another country, because they can't get it here, they're not finding it here, they're tired and they're just burnt out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
And I know the feeling. I got burnt out.
Yeah.
Nobody hurt me. I was on the top of my game at the time, but I just said, all this time, this effort, this money.
It gets old. It gets very tiring.
Yes.
It gets very tiring.
Yes.
It gets very stressful.
Yes.
And the quality of life
that
you thought you in your head vision is not working where you are.
Mm-mm.
That's why they go. I mean, the quality of life maybe in Colombia or DR or Puerto Rico or...
Well, Puerto Rico is USA, USA, right?
But it's still like an island. Though,
it's an island, but it's still US. It's US territory.
I don't care.
Have you been there?
Yeah, it's twice.
Oh, man.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
The McDonald's there is actually really good, too, which is shocking.
Shocking.
So, I would say...
Passport Bro.
I would say Passport Bros are a plus... The quality of life is all about going to another country.
Yeah, peace of mind.
And peace of mind. Yes. And sometimes us guys cannot have that here.
Uh-huh.
Especially nowadays. Unfortunately, that's just the case.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was the case back then, but now it's just not it. You know, it's not it. Society has changed the way women think. And it hasn't affected other countries when it comes to their women.
Yeah.
And then even Europe. Even, you know, both of us have been to Ireland. And... just being in Ireland in general, not even talking about the women in Ireland. Just talk about the island itself in Ireland, like just the idea, everything, quality of life, peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go to your farmland within a couple of miles, and you can go revert back to Dublin City, which is kind of like a UK Manhattan in a sense, kind of sorta. You can have that best of both worlds.
Dublin is the Times Square of.
It literally is. Yeah,
that's an inside joke because
it is a Times Square.
Because that's what they said about Deep Ilum here is that's the Times Square of Dallas.
Oh, that's a fucking joke right there. That's a fucking joke.
Dublin is the Times Square of Ireland.
Dublin. The only thing that separates Dublin and like Manhattan is just that stupid. Not say stupid. That canal. The reason why I say it's stupid because I don't understand. There's one way of cars going this way, and then the canal, and then the other way of cars going. You cannot, like, if you can't, like, it's just weird to me.
But we digress.
We digress. Dublin's great.
All right, final thoughts on the passport bro movement.
Move to Ireland.
Okay, that's it. I have no opinion on the passport bro movement either side. I understand. And because I'm kind of in it tangentially, I see why it's intoxicating. I get why, you know, whether you're going there for love or whether you're going there for sexual relations, I can see it. I understand it. So because I understand it, I have you know, as long as you're not going there and honestly, like, really fucking around and, like, really being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But you do it there, you do it here, it doesn't matter.
Right.
These people exist everywhere.
You're a piece of shit.
So, exactly. Yeah. So, yes. But then that person, that passport bro that's doing that isn't because he's a passport bro, it's because that's their personality.
Right, yeah.
And they're using it internationally.
Right.
So, but I have no opinion. I think it's fine. And I understand why. I absolutely do, because it is intoxicating. So I'm saying, if you have a chance, my dear nice guys who are watching this and listening to this, don't give up, but go international. Get out there and experience outside of your country,
yeah,
and see what else there is to offer you, whether you're looking for love or experiences,
right,
or self-discovery like I'm trying to do. There's more out there than whatever maybe you're dealing with where you presently are.
Right.
And since most of our audience is in the United States, here in the U.S., I'm just saying.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I piggyback off of everything he said.
He does.
Go travel.
He does. He's a follower, not a leader.
I'm not. But I would say definitely go travel. See what the other countries have to offer. May even want to move there.
Yeah. Who knows?
No, I'm not hating on the U.S. I love the country, but at the end of the day,
it's becoming... I'm done.
I know he's done, but at the end of the day, I do love this country. However, it's just... there's so much going on that's preventing good men from exceeding in life, whether that be quality of life, whether that be marriage, relationships, and they're having more success out in other countries. And these countries don't even have close to the currency or any of the amenities or anything that the U.S. has, but... What they do have, it's perfect for them.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you can ask us or one of our friends, especially one of my friends back in New York, in Brooklyn, you know, a pool, beach, just sand, simplicity, simple shit. That's all he needs. And he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'd say definitely go travel.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Just get the hell out of the U.S.
Passport worlds rock.
Get the fuck out of the U.S.
God damn. Well, that's it for the Last of the Nice Guys podcast. I'm Jason.
I'm Joe.
And thank you for your time.
The Last of the Nice Guys. Follow, like, and subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at Last Nice Guys. Facebook.com/LastNiceGuys or email lastoftheniceguys@yahoo.com.
This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.